With SRN News, I'm Jason Weichert. American employers have added a better-than-expected 177,000 jobs in April as the job market showed resilience in the face of President Trump's effort to level the playing field in international trade. And some so-called economists claim that Mr. Trump's tariffs on imports to the U.S. have shaken financial markets. But correspondent Ken Lorman reports economic stats don't reflect that at all.
Bill Adams, chief economist at Comerica Bank, called the jobs report reassuringly normal, adding the fears of a softer labor market due to tariff uncertainty went unrealized last month, adding that there are signs that businesses are reining in plans for hiring and capital spending, and that consumers are turning more cautious toward discretionary spending. But Adams noted that the warnings come from surveys of businesses and consumers, but have not yet showed up in actual economic data. Ken Lorman, Washington.
Well, President Trump maintains that his threat to keep an Ivy League school in check is the right direction. Correspondent Ron Taylor has details.
President Trump is re-upping his threat to strip Harvard University of its tax-exempt status. He's escalating a showdown with the first major college that has defied his efforts to crack down on campus activism. The president has questioned that status since the school refused to comply with the administration's demands for broad government and leadership changes, revisions to its admissions policy, and audits of how diversity is viewed on the campus.
The Trump administration asking the Supreme Court for access to Social Security information on millions of Americans. Republicans and the president have argued legal actions aimed at blocking White House policies are in reality political attacks against Mr. Trump. This is SRN News. Now, just who is a regular churchgoer?
It depends on who you ask. A new poll from Lifeway Research finds that amongst Protestant Christians in this country, 59% say you have to go at least once a week to be considered a regular. The funny thing is, Protestant pastors are much less strict about it. The Lifeway report indicates that just 16% of clergymen say you have to be there every week to be considered a regular churchgoer. Overall, regular church attendance is down across the board. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Court of Session in Scotland says public schools cannot allow males to use female restrooms and locker rooms. That decision comes on the heels of Britain's highest court announcing this month men who are living as women cannot be considered actual biological women. A growing number of European governments are now doing an about-face in response to growing popular opposition. This is SRN News. It was an attack that upset people from all religions and races. An Illinois landlord has been sentenced for a severe hate crime. Here's correspondent Donna Warder.
73-year-old Joseph Chuba has been sentenced to 53 years in prison for the brutal murder of 6-year-old Wadi Al-Fayoumi and the attempted murder of his mother. The family had been renting rooms in Chuba's home in Plainfield, Illinois in October 2023 when Chuba, whose then-wife said he was agitated about the Israel-Hamas war, told Hanan Hashin her family had to leave because they were Muslim. Shaheen testified, "He told me, you as a Muslim must die." According to testimony, Chuba pulled out a knife and stabbed Shaheen more than a dozen times, then turned on her young son, stabbing the 6-year-old 26 times. I'm Donna Warder.
More details at srnnews.com.